This is ARN, the Advanced Radio Network.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424, 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Into Tomorrow is on the air. Once again, our third hour for the weekend of June 7th, 2019. Thank you for tuning in. Haras Mo and Cameron O in the control room. And here in our Miami studios with Dave Graveline.
Chris Graveline, coming to you from the OWC studios, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Check out owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. H working with the show out of New York City. And, of course, we got some tech news and commentary. And back to your calls as we do our level best to solve your digital dilemmas. It's what we live for, and we want to hear from you, especially these days. Big hot summer giveaway underway. We want to send you prizes, do we not?
We do. Some of the big news that came out this week was, of course, Apple had their big event this week. So we've been talking about during the show some of the things they announced. They unveiled a new MacBook, or sorry, a new Mac Pro. Not a book. It's a Mac Pro. They call it the most powerful Mac ever created.
And if you've got the money, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Go for it. If you have to ask how much, you can't afford it.
Yeah. Because it has 1.5 terabytes of memory.
And that's just the RAM.
Not hard drive space. That's memory.
Gee.
It's got a 6K display, and you can connect up to six displays on that six. So you
I thought we only had 4 or 8K.
So did I. But you can apparently connect six 6K displays.
Wow.
So would that be like 36K or something?
Something like that if you add it all up. And, of course, a processor that's just going to kill anything.
Yeah. A 28-core Intel Xeon processor.
Wow. Yeah, but they're killing iTunes.
Well,
well, after over 18 years, iTunes is being retired on the new versions of Mac OS. Older versions, of course, on Mac OS or Windows are not affected. Mac OS will instead have separate apps for music, podcasts, and TV, just like iOS devices. So if you subscribe that way to the Into Tomorrow podcast, because, yeah, they're available there, that shouldn't affect you, right? You'll
correct.
Still get the Into Tomorrow podcast.
Yeah. That's how I subscribe, in the podcasts app on my iPhone.
Oh, very good. Because you check the show every week to make sure it's there, it's delivered properly, because Rosmo makes all that magic happen, and then there it is available for everybody to get for free, and like four dozen plus different podcast sources, Apple, of course, being just one of them.
Yeah. They also announced the next version of Mac OS, which will be out later this year, Mac OS Catalina.
Oh, boy.
It's got 4K HDR playback on a Mac, the option to use your iPad as a second display, even wirelessly. And apparently you can control apps with your voice, and it has podcast indexing, so you can search for what specific things people said in an episode of a podcast.
Really? So if you want to search for something in particular we said during one of our shows, it's going to let you do that?
I guess so. I don't.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll have to see if any listener can do that and let us know how that works for you. And I understand, among other announcements, Siri now has a more natural voice. The voice assistant is now generated entirely by a neural text-to-speech technology rather than a human-based recording.
Which, of course, is very interesting if they've gone now entirely to neural text-to-speech technology and saying it's more natural than when they used to use a real human to speak.
Yeah. It's more natural, but it's not a real human.
Right.
Well, how is that natural?
Because a lot of people don't understand that the first couple of iterations of Siri were an actual woman that they had sitting in a room.
Named Siri.
No,
that wasn't her name.
Actually recorded several things, and that was what made up Siri.
I know. Isn't that odd? But now it's going to be more natural to not be natural.
Well, and it's funny because on the same thing, when Amazon came out with their Echo devices with Alexa, I was trying to do a Google search because I wanted to see who the voice of Alexa was. And that was when I learned that a lot of people don't even realize it. Alexa's not even a real person. Never has been.
Oh, you've crushed me.
At least Siri started as a real person. But Alexa, I mean, it sounds like a real person. But the technology is so good.
And some people are in lust with her. She doesn't exist.
She's the only woman that I can have a conversation with that doesn't yell at me.
That's true. She does, but she does tell you that she can't answer that, or she doesn't know. Or, I found this on Wikipedia. Well, you kind of found that, and then it's still not the correct answer.
Well, and it's funny, because I was watching TV a couple weeks ago, and there was some celebrity on, and that died several years ago. And I was just curious, so I asked, Alexa, when did so-and-so die? And then she told me, but then she went on to read everything on Wikipedia. I'm like, okay, I didn't ask for all that. I just wanted to know, when did this person die?
I find myself saying, Alexa, stop, more frequently than anything else, because she just goes off on a tangent. There's a relatively new feature, though, where I set something, or I simply asked her to speak less frequently. So now I'll say, turn on this light or do something else, and it'll go, ding.
Yeah, I tried doing that with my ex-wife one time, and that's why she's my ex-wife.
Good point. Speak less frequently. Oh, really? Here's divorce papers.
Uh-huh.
Well, that works, too, kind of the hard, expensive way, but fine if that's the way you want to be. The standard version of Tesla Model 3 vehicles made in China will cost roughly $47,529, or 13% less than the current Model 3s. Pre-orders of the vehicle have begun, and Tesla said that these orders are expected to be filled in 6 to 10 months. Now, of course, how China tariffs may affect them is still uncertain, and that's going to be hurry up and wait with all the goings on. Could be worse, though. You could be getting it from Mexico.
Yeah.
And that might be an issue on its own.
So Amazon is introducing a new AI-powered tool named Style Snap, which will help consumers find clothes to buy.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Style Snap apparently is basically like Shazam for clothes and built into the Amazon mobile app.
What?
They're saying that users can take a picture or upload an image, and Style Snap will use machine learning to match the look in the photo and find similar items for sale on Amazon.com. Amazon's Consumer Worldwide CEO Jeff Wilkie unveiled the feature at a conference in Las Vegas this week, saying, "The simplicity of the customer experience belies the complexity of the technology behind it."
That sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook.
Yeah.
What did he really mean?
I don't know.
No.
This costs us a lot, but I guess it's going to help people. That's what it sounds like.
Well, along those lines, owners of augmented reality-enabled smartphones can now see life-sized 3D models of animals in their homes by typing the name of an animal into Google search. Available animals include tigers, pandas, and penguins. The feature could eventually help shoppers who could get a 3D look at various products on their smartphones before purchase, and what that chair would look like in your living room. I mean, that makes sense to me. A tiger in your living room, that'd be fun, but okay, then once you go, oh my gosh, you get over that. But putting a particular table in your living room before you buy it to see if this augmented reality will look good in your living room, or a couch or a chair or an ex-wife or whatever.
IKEA has had that in their app for years, and I loved it. I've never bought anything that way, but I've actually used the app just to see what this thing would look like. And you can go browse to the IKEA furniture in their app and use your augmented reality phone to then place it in your room to see what it would look like.
And see, to me, that makes more sense than just using it to play a game or get a headache and nauseous because you're wearing augmented reality headset or something. But maybe for just a few minutes to see what something might look like should you buy it. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a similar thing with paint companies that have done it when I'm trying to repaint my house, and you point your camera towards your wall, and you can sort of check what different colors would look like. It hasn't really worked that well for that.
I was going to say, doesn't it paint your sofa and
it does.
Stuff?
It's like I said, unless it's really well lit and a lot of contrast, it kind of bleeds into everything else, and it was also painting my dining room table, but it kind of got the idea.
Yeah, you really don't want to have your table the same color as your wall.
Yeah.
Because then you get food all over it, and it gets really confusing. Hey, do you shop with Target? Their efforts to boost digital sales paid off with a 42% increase in the first quarter this year, fueled by in-store order fulfillment and shipped same-day delivery. That's ship with a T. Shipped. A lot of people are using that lately. I haven't tried it yet, but I guess it works for some. Target expects its digital sales to continue to grow from $5 billion last year to over $6 billion this year. More people are doing that. And our local Target just redesigned, and you can't find anything because they moved everything everywhere. And everybody complains about that, but eventually you get over it, I guess. But what's cool is that they've also put pickup lanes. They never had such a thing before. And, you know, car number one or two or three or four, I mean, they got different lanes for pickup only. And I guess you send a text or you hit the Target app and you say, I'm here, and they run it out to you.
Yeah, my grocery store that I shop at just did that, my Publix, and they put in two lanes. And apparently you can order your groceries ahead of time. When you pull into the spot, you, I guess, check in with the app, say which spot you're in, and they'll bring the groceries out to you.
And no question, well, all these stores, Publix, Target, Wally World, whatever, they all want you to go in because you typically will buy more things if you're going up and down the aisles. That's just human nature. They also realize they'd rather have your business somewhat limited if they run it out to you than not have it at all.
Right. Well,
so that makes sense.
Right. Which is also why you pay a premium for that. You know, they always charge higher prices. Their app even says that shopping online may be higher prices than in the store. Well, duh.
Although, see, that's bad, though. I think they're hurting themselves in the long run to upcharge you. What you're paying for convenience? It's not 7-Eleven where anything you buy is more than it would be anywhere else because it's a convenience store.
Well, you're paying for the people to walk up and down the aisle for you and pick the things off the shelf and put them in the bags.
Well, that's why you use Shipt or one of whatever those other companies are that I see in Publix all the time. You know, the guy's got like two carts and different bags.
You pay them too. I mean, you don't pay much, but it's just like with Uber Eats. You pay a premium. You pay like $3.99, $4.99, depending on where you order from. That's, I guess, how they make their money.
Well, I guess so. Wow.
So Amazon also announced this week at their event the Echo Show 5, and it's taking pre-orders. The third-generation Echo Show is called the 5 because it has a 5.5-inch diagonal display. The Echo Show 5 is available in the line's standard charcoal and sandstone colors and is priced at $90. New Alexa routines are available on the Echo Show 5, such as a nighttime routine that can turn off the bedroom lamp and play soothing sounds. Users can personalize the Echo Show 5's home screen with a variety of new clock faces or a photo, and they can also connect the device to their Facebook account and play a slideshow of their Facebook photos. Now, this device is getting a lot of flack because it's so small, and they're saying that new smartphones have much bigger screens than this, and you can do all this stuff on your smartphone, so I guess we'll have to see if they actually sell them.
They're going to have to give them away, ultimately, or make them so cheap that somebody says, oh, okay, it's a nightstand thing, that's fine. But beyond that, I don't see an advantage. You're right. Yeah. When it's smaller than your smartphone, just use your smartphone.
Exactly.
What's the point? Because you always have that with you. I mean, who in our audience and in this building doesn't always have their phone at arm's length?
Well, this weekend, I got up in the morning, I took my shower, I went downstairs, and I realized, oh, crap, my cell phone's upstairs. It stayed up there for 3 hours
because
I didn't want to get up off the couch. I was like, my whole thing is, on the weekend, if I can't reach it, I don't need it.
Really?
It wasn't until I heard it ringing several times I figured, all right, I guess I better go get the phone. Because I also left my smartwatch up there, so I didn't have the watch to tell me who was calling either.
Oh, wow. But your beer was close by.
Yes, of course.
There are priorities. Denise in Mississippi listens on Super Talk Mississippi. Welcome into tomorrow.
I have a 6S iPhone, and when I'm at my house, I cannot hear other people calling. In the city where there are plenty of towers, it's no problem. It's just in my house in the country. Is there a solution to that problem?
Wow. Well, Denise, that sounds like you have a lousy signal at home. There are some ways, of course, around that, but they're dependent on a couple of things. Now, the first solution would be a repeater, like the WeBoost and SureCall that we regularly talk about. We have one of the WeBoosts available even as part of our summer giveaway. Those are installed in a way that allows them to pick up the good signal outside your home, assuming you have one there, maybe just outside one of your particular windows, for example, via more powerful antennas, and then have an indoor module, if you will, that repeats it inside your house. Now, unfortunately, that means that they need that signal outside. If you don't have a good signal when you stand right outside your house, they're probably not really going to be an option for you.
You know, you can also try Wi-Fi calling. There's nothing too complex about it. You turn it on in your phone's settings and then connect your phone to your home's Wi-Fi network, and it routes the calls through the internet. Only you don't have to be aware of it. You can still answer and dial your phone as if it were using a tower without ever having to think about whether or not it's actually doing that. Now, the third option would be a combination of the two above. Cell phone companies used to make available a sort of micro tower that would give service to the phones inside your house by routing the calls through the internet. The problem with this approach is that since phones themselves include that feature now, those devices are rare and rarely offered these days.
Yeah, and they were fairly expensive. Sometimes, depending on how much you screamed and carried on, they would just give you one or loan you one. Other times, they would just make you buy it, and people were saying, I'm not going to spend $300 for this piece to just change carriers. And of course, Denise, that's an option for you as well. If others in your family or friends maybe that visit use a different carrier than you use, see if they have signal, whereas others don't. And then you might, because we can't really blame as much as I'd like to, your iPhone-y, it's not the phone, it's the carrier. So find out, maybe you might switch carriers if you need to use the phone a lot inside your house, and I can understand that that would be important. So let us know what works out best for you. And Cameron sending me messages, holding up big signs that he just wrote, Cam loves with a heart into tomorrow, and a whole bunch of exclamation points. He just finished first grade, so he's out for the summer. Much more Cameron around. That's good. We love that. Intotomorrow.com. Let's meet there, won't we?
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198. 6198.
When you look at your brand new tablet or smartphone, is the first thought to go through your head, now what? Well, then you're in the right place. You're tuned into tomorrow. We are here to help you anytime, 24 hours a day, day or night. Call in our toll-free number, because not only when your call airs, you automatically win some of the cool goodies we've got for you as part of our big summer giveaway, but you participate on the show, and your participation makes the show. It's really very, very important. Erasmo's in the control room, along with Cameron helping out. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, and this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
I shall do just that.
It's time for our info history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
here's Chris Graveline.
Line, history.
Better guidance for drivers is an old dream. Already at IFA in 1973, a new technology was shown, ARI, or Auto Radio Information. When the broadcasters introduced the service 1 year later, car radios identified stations with traffic information with a yellow light. In 1981, the car radio got station identification, and at IFA in 1983, Travel ARI was introduced, which informed the driver that travel information was available even if he was listening to another station without such information.
Oh.
That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
Very cool. Carrie in Nashville, Tennessee needs to be sure to subscribe to our free Into Tomorrow podcast before you may not be able to hear the show. I know it breaks my heart, but do that, Carrie, and everyone else around the Nashville area. But listens at the moment on WTN 99.7 FM. Hey, Carrie.
I have a LG phone. It is a G7 Thin Q. And I want to load on the virus protection McAfee Live Safe. However, Google Play keeps on trying to override it with their own McAfee virus. And I was wondering how I could get around that. And my second part of my question, I'm not a fan of Google. And obviously, you have to use Google to make the camera and other options play on this phone to work well. How do I get around doing that? Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, Carrie. The McAfee website has the full instructions on how to download LifeSafe to your devices, and that should be the better way to do it, or LiveSafe, to help you out. The process does involve logging into your account, clicking on the plus sign to add a smartphone, and under Add a Device, then you click on the Send link. That link will arrive via email, allowing you to accept their license and then be redirected to the page in the App Store of your choice to download the LiveSafe version for your particular device.
After that, frankly, it won't do much other than occasionally nag you to remind you that it's there. Smartphones are secure devices designed very differently from old computers, and they're not as prone to viruses as even modern computers are. The main infection vector for a smartphone user is the user, not the smartphone. So try not to fall for scams, and that's the main danger.
Yeah. Carrie, I hope that helped you out, though. And, of course, the information, as always, is available in our show notes. Just visit us at intotomorrow.com. In this case, for the weekend of June 7th, 2019. And hour three, your call and our answer. Our show notes are there for you, along with all the other info at intotomorrow.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. 97% of people type in random words on Google just to see if they spelled it right. Julio, who works with the show, is always doing that. He's checking his spelling by typing it in. And I said, well, if that's the case, just say it. Oh, no, because it never gets it right.
I usually ask Siri or Alexa, how do you spell so-and-so?
And then, of course, they respond with the actual spelling.
Yeah.
And that makes so much more sense. But that's kind of cool that that many people do it for that reason. And that's better than misspelling. Now, if they could only do the same with punctuation, that would be a whole different story. Anyway, welcome back Into Tomorrow. 2 weeks from today, by the way, our broadcast from CE Week in New York City. You will hear us talk to great many exhibitors with very cool new products. And then you will see the videos of all the interviews that we're doing. So you don't want to miss that. And next week, again, an early happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And we appreciate not only you listening, but we appreciate you in general, just like we did at Mom's Day. Maybe more because we're dads, too. Yeah, we gotta have that there, right?
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Oh, yes, and it's underway. And here's the deal. No promises, no guarantees. But when you call into the show, you are guaranteed a prize, but not a guarantee of anything in particular. You see what we're saying here? But when you do call in, mention two or three items that you could really use, that you'd really love to have, and we'll do our best to try to get one of those to you. Coming up right now, some of those many prizes, but they're all listed at intotomorrow.com. Click on the post for the big summer giveaway, and you can scroll down and check the prizes, pictures of them, links, descriptions, all the good stuff. For example,
from Audio Technica, ATH-ANC900BT wireless noise-canceling headphones valued at $300.
Jabra sent a bunch of things because they also love our audience, like Elite 65T2 True Wireless Earbuds, the Elite Active 65T True Wireless Sport Earbuds, and Move wireless over-the-ear headphones, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of goodies to share with you.
Brilliant supplied a single switch all-in-one smart home control panel.
Oh, that, and they're really cool because you can also put pictures on them, and they have Alexa built in and just a lot of cool stuff. Razer Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets. They sent five of them, and they're valued at $60 each, so they sent a bunch of stuff to share with our Into Tomorrow audience.
Ben Power Digital sent a few of their 128-gigabyte iX Flash iPhone flash drives.
WDC, how about a 500-gigabyte WD My Passport Go rugged SSD? That's worth $90 right there. Or maybe a 2-terabyte WD My Passport Ultra portable drive. They sent us a couple of those valued at $90 in addition to other goodies.
Catalyst sent waterproof and impact cases for AirPods, Apple Watches, iPhone XRs, and Samsung Galaxy S10 phones.
Personal safety wearable devices with accessories from Lotus by Seam. We got a whole bunch of stuff. And the number to call day or night when your call airs, you're automatically a winner.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And we do want to hear from you. And when you call, like I say, you're automatically a winner when your call airs. It really is very easy to participate. So won't you? We'd love it if you do. Joe in Lincoln, Nebraska, listens online and most likely is smart because he subscribes to our weekly podcast for free, by the way. Hey, Joe.
I do a lot of presentations and travel around the country, and I find myself sometimes in the situation where there is not a projector ready for me. And so I would like to get some information about pocket-sized projectors and see how much they cost and which one you think would be the best one.
Well, Joe, it sounds like you're in the market for what is known as a Pico projector. Keep in mind that they won't be as bright or as good as full-sized projectors, but even lesser quality, it beats having nothing to show at a meeting. The AAXA Pico L costs, if you will, is generally well-liked, and it will set you back about $130. It has HDMI and analog video ports, so you should be able to get it plugged into your computer relatively easy.
AAXA's catalog is worth browsing. Look at their offering online at any big retailer like Amazon or Best Buy and see what would work for you. They have many small projectors for you and may get a better one if you're willing to settle for one that may be more of a computer bag projector than a pocket projector. ViewSonic has its own portable projector. It's not quite pocketable and it costs $300, but they should know a thing or two about getting a decent picture by now, so they may be worth a look, too, if you can afford the price.
Yeah, I mean, they get very expensive sometimes, but if it's a small group, a little Pico projector the size of a smartphone or a little larger might be more than enough for what you need. If it's a big room, you're going to need more of a throw and a brighter picture, even with the lights off, so it really depends on what you need, but hopefully those suggestions, and again, all that info is in our show notes for the show for the weekend of June 7th at intotomorrow.com. Just look for that show and hour three, and we'll have all those details, some of which got a little complicated, right there available for you. An email from Greg, remembering that when you send an email, that's fine, and we do our best to get to some of them, but we want to hear you, and that's what's required to win with the summer giveaway. So he sends the following.
said, I tried backing up an iPhone 7 over Wi-Fi to the cloud unsuccessfully. I tried an iTunes backup to a Windows 10 computer, which appeared to complete step 2 of 4. No indication was given of steps 3 and 4. The iTunes on the computer failed to connect, unknown failure, to the iPhone XR.
Oh.
An attempt to install the latest version of iTunes failed because of an invalid certificate. What are steps 3 and 4 of an iTunes backup? How do I get the latest iTunes to download on my Windows 10 computer and restore the backup to the iPhone XR?
Whew. And, of course, that's before iTunes is killed off anyway. So we're going to do our best, Greg. An iTunes backup is usually little more than clicking on sync or backup. The steps the software was notifying you of likely refer to the type of media that was being synced. For example, it could have meant that photos were step one, audio step two, and so forth. Now, if that's the case, then the steps remaining would have depended on what you told iTunes that you wanted to sync or back up.
Yeah, now, as for downloading iTunes, you can get the latest version from apple.com/iTunes. Now, did you try to download it from a different site? That might explain the invalid certificate error. And at least you being a PC, you're saying you put it on Windows 10 PC, you should be okay with the iTunes because it'll still be available for you, but
yeah,
they're going to get rid of it as of the new OS coming out.
Yeah, but Greg, you should still be able to take care of that, and if not, let us know what else we can try to offer to help. And again, stay tuned. We love our audience because they help us out. If you don't get our free once-a-week tech newsletter, by the way, jam-packed with, go figure, tech news, some thoughts to make you smile because it's what we want to do, and let you know who's up on the show this week and what guests and links and all the prizes available. By the way, tech newsletter subscribers were the first to know about the summer giveaway, so they could call in first and get some of the best stuff early on. Then we invite you to visit intotomorrow.com and sign up. It's really easy. How do you do it?
Put your email address in the box that'll pop up. It'll send you an email with a confirmation link to click on. That's how we make sure you make sure that we're not spamming you. Click that accept link and you're in.
There you go. It really is that easy. And we don't share your email address, by the way, with anyone, in spite of the constant begging from some people. intotomorrow.com. Sign up there. It's very easy.
OWC, your source for connectivity, offers a wide variety of USB-C and Thunderbolt 3 docks to help you connect to your world. Ranging from travel docks with HDMI, USB 3, SD ports, and USB-C power pass-through while on the road, to desktop docks providing power to charge your laptop, and 14 ports to connect your monitors, external drives, headphones, wired Ethernet, and other devices using a single cable. See all the OWC products at owc.com/into.
We like sharing with you some of these Into Tomorrow tech tidbits, like when the first iPod prototype was shown to Steve Jobs, he actually dropped it in an aquarium and used the air bubbles that came out of it to prove there was empty space, and therefore it could be made even smaller. That's kind of clever, I think. And it worked out because then he forced them to go back and just make it smaller. That's how that works. I'm Dave Graveline. Cameron and Erasmo in the control room working hard to make the show sound good and entertain us, among other things. And you, sir, are?
Chris Graveline. And don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. That 24-hour, 7-day-a-week stream is provided by streamguys.com.
Dennis in Jackson County, Tennessee. Listens on Supertalk 99.7 FM, WTN. And, of course, Dennis wants to continue to hear the show, so he's going to subscribe to our free podcasts so you don't miss it should the show not be available there in the near future. Wink, wink, hint, hint. Dennis, subscribe to our podcast. If you're anywhere in and around the Nashville area and usually listening on WTN, a lot of you participate. That way we don't want to lose you. Dennis, what can we do for you?
I'm a PS4 game player. I'm 56 years old, and I play all of Call of Duty. But I'm looking for some good wireless headsets that give me that surround sound.
I like how you say you play all of Call of Duty. Well, good for you, Dennis. Depending on your budget, you'll find a wide variety of all kind of gaming headsets. The first we should mention is Sony's own PlayStation Gold wireless gaming headset. It goes for about $75, which is relatively inexpensive in the gaming world, so that might be a good thing to take advantage of.
Now, if you have some extra money to spend, and, you know, which one of us doesn't? You know,
you're right.
Yeah. The SteelSeries Actis Pro is very well reviewed. It's got a price tag a little north of $300, but it can be found for less online. This one's kind of the addict's choice. It features hot swappable batteries that last about 10 hours each for when you need to be gaming every waking hour.
Okay. And then you might need to listen to Chris's tech news item of I think the first hour, talking about the new gaming body wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Turtle Beach Air Force Stealth 600 is in between those two that we talked about at around $100, but you'll have to live with just 15 hours of uninterrupted gaming in one sitting.
Only 15 hours uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You shouldn't play that long anyway. Dennis, you get the idea. We always try to recommend two or three products when we do have a product opportunity. So we've done that with you and shown you that you can spend from $75 to $300 and even a lot more. Possibly a lot less, but you won't be happy with them. So let us know what you end up with, because it will certainly help other listeners as well to know about that. 800-899-INTO to participate on the program, and definitely you want to participate. John in Decatur, Illinois, welcome into tomorrow.
What's the best prepaid phone that has an octa-core processor and is at or under $50?
Wow. Well, John, $50 doesn't buy a lot in the smartphone world these days, and beggars can't be choosers, as they say. You can buy a $49 LG Tribute Dynasty. Not a fan of LG, so that's up to you. And it will have an octa-core processor, but that's the only one we've been able to find that even comes close to meeting your requirements.
Yeah, you will find a few quad-core phones and some more expensive octa-core phones, but that's all that we could find for octa-core phones in your price range. Keep in mind that 8 cores or less, a budget phone is a budget phone, and it probably won't perform very well when you compare it to other devices. If they could make it cheap enough to sell for $50, but sell it for $800 because of how it performs, they'd be selling it for $800.
Yeah.
Now, you may be better off looking for a phone with fewer cores and better overall software and hardware if you're looking for a better experience.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, John, what do you need 8 cores for on your phone anyway? I mean, I'm sure there's a good excuse, a good reason, but it has us curious. So it's one of those you can get good or cheap, but you can't get good and cheap, usually. So maybe that's something to think about along those lines. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get our free once-a-week tech newsletter? If you don't, you should. It's free. Did I mention no cost?
Won't cost you a penny.
It won't. Won't cost you anything. Maybe a few seconds is all when you visit intotomorrow.com, and then the little box pops up if the internet gods are with us. And all we ask for is your email address, which, by the way, we don't share with anyone, because we value your privacy. So you'll never get spam from Into Tomorrow. You'll get our free once-a-week tech newsletter. That's it. If you choose to unsubscribe from that, though we don't know why you would, but if you do, it will, A, break our heart, but, B, know that it's easy to do. You just hit unsubscribe, boom, done. And then we don't bother you with it again, even once a week.
We'll just sit in the corner and cry.
We will, quite frequently, as a matter of fact. Well, no, because we don't have a lot of frequent. I guess I meant quite a long time we would cry.
Yes.
Yeah, because most people don't ever unsubscribe, and that's the good thing. But in it contains some valuable information, such as...
Tech news.
Oh, okay. Go figure. In the tech newsletter, we'd actually have tech news. Yeah. And Cameron, that's enough scotch tape in the control room. He's hanging signs all over the control room, going through like a roll and a half of my scotch tape.
Oh, boy.
That's your son, so you owe me scotch tape. Oh, I went and got it from my desk, and he comes in holding it like a trophy. Look what I got, your scotch tape roll. Yeah, it's gone already.
Anyway, anyway, back to the TNL, the tech newsletter.
The tech newsletter.
Yes, which also contains the phone calls that we're going to be addressing on the upcoming show. So we can tune in for that. We have some thoughts to make you smile and the guests that are coming up. And most importantly, we list the prizes in our summer giveaway.
There you go. Both the second generation AirPods and the Power Beats Pro are made by Apple. But which one is the better choice for wire-free audio? We tell you in this week's tech newsletter.
And students are beginning their summer break, and for many, summer learning loss is a great problem. So we tell you some tips on how they can keep the skills learned that they've learned during the school year.
There you go. You don't want to miss that. So do sign up, won't you, at intotomorrow.com. It will make our heart glow.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Don't let technology own you. Put down the sledgehammer. Pick up the phone if your tech is giving you gas. Call us. We can help. 800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
And Mel in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens online at News Radio 970 KFBX. Hey, welcome Into Tomorrow, Mel.
I have Amazon Prime with Amazon Videos. I'm trying to figure out how to copy those movies to my laptop, because we're going to be taking trips over the summer, and I want to be able to play those movies on the plane. So thank you very much.
Well, Mel, you can't copy those movies onto a laptop, at least not legally. You are able to take them with you on some phones and tablets, but generally not on laptops. Now, even on those phones and tablets, you'd face restrictions like time limits and a limited library of titles that can be downloaded even at all.
Yeah, now, it's a lot easier to enforce time restrictions on limited devices like phones and tablets, and it's a lot easier to pirate content on more open and powerful devices like laptops. So don't expect that to change, at least anytime soon. Now, if you were to look at other services like Netflix, you'd find the same issue. You may be able to rent movies from other services and watch them on your laptop, but the big streaming companies won't risk their licensed content by letting you do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a lot of people figure that, well, but I'm paying for this. Like, you've given some examples about your Hulu account. And it's like, I'm paying for it. I should be able to watch that content anywhere, anytime, on any device. And to some degree, you can. I mean, you've been to my place and launched your Hulu account so Cameron can be watching something that he was watching at your house on Hulu. And it doesn't always work as easily, though.
Yeah, I mean, even when we were at IFA last year in Berlin, I brought my Amazon Fire TV stick with me to use in the hotel room, so I had my Prime Video. But there were Prime Video things that I subscribed to that I couldn't even watch there because their license didn't cover that part of the world.
Oh, so it's an international thing.
So I still had to wait till I got home even to watch certain things.
And see, that's so unfair. But I get it, because they're saying, oh, wait a minute, they're recognizing an IP address, an Internet Protocol address, as being outside the U.S., and the license for them to play that content is only for the U.S. Right.
Ironically, one of the shows that let me watch in Germany was Man in the High Castle, which is a show about what would have happened, what the world would be like if the other side won World War II.
Oh,
so
geez.
It was funny that it let me watch that in Germany.
Yeah, it's almost ironic. Oh, geez. Intotomorrow.com, we really hope you stop by not only to check out our posts that are frequently updated with new content, but also our big summer giveaway post, and then let us know what you'd like to win.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.